I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Pard.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Jim Brader, age 53, and my relationship to the partner is a colleague and friend.
And I'm Eric Stevens, age 49. Relationship to partner, I wrote down nemesis, co-worker, and friend. So, covered all the bases there. In November of 2010, I became the acting meteorologist in charge at the Weather Service here for 4 months. I think when there's a vacancy in your management, and someone is named as, okay, you get to do this temporarily for 4 months. This is a test drive. And on my very first day, on Monday of that week, it was the Monday of Thanksgiving week in 2010. And I show up at work, and it has been raining for about half an hour. Raining! Monday of Thanksgiving in Fairbanks. And the first special weather statement went out, I think it was Saturday during the day shift, for bad news starting Monday, like really bad news. My first official act as the meteorologist in charge in Fairbanks was to close the office because
the weather was too bad.
Well, the university closed. And I said, okay, all non-essential employees, you're free to go if you want or whatever. I mean, the Weather Service has to stay open for warning purposes and such. But that was one of the first things I did. And the reason this story is relevant was we wound up getting an inch of rain in the second half of November in Fairbanks. The DOT was putting out this gravel that was 3/4 of an inch in diameter, just dive, you know, the submarine went. That gravel didn't matter because it just got covered up with the freezing rain. I was actually pleased as punch with the office, though. Who working that event had personally experienced an inch of rain in Fairbanks in the winter? No one. An actual inch of rain between November and March had only happened one other time in the climate record or something like that, and that was in 1945 or some ancient thing. And a little pet definition of expertise that I've always carried around in my head is, you know, you are dealing with an expert when the person is confronted with something that's, sure, within their discipline, but it's a particular scenario they have never encountered before. And despite being faced with a truly puzzling situation, they make the right call. That's expertise, is when you know enough about the topic broadly that when someone hands you some new problem that they pulled out of the nooks and crannies, it's kind of an oddball issue, that you are still skilled enough that you can zero in on a solution. And our office had 60 hours of lead time on this event. You know how social media is. It's an opportunity to flame and terrorize people. And so I went on the Newsminer website, you know, the local paper website. The Weather Service gave us plenty of warning. You should have canceled school.
Wasn't that where everybody got sent to school and then they couldn't get home?
Yes, it was kind of a disaster in that way. And social media has to beat somebody up. So sometimes they beat up the Weather Service. Well, that day they beat up the school district. And I thought that was just great that the office was able to succeed in a truly unprecedented scenario. And a stressful one, too, because guess where we live? In the same town where now we can't get back to our house or whatever, or the water truck can't come and deliver, and all these issues that come up when you have an impactful event like that. In a perfect world here, the Weather Service and the state of atmospheric science will be able to keep up with climate change so that when forecasters do find themselves in unprecedented situations, 850 millibar temperature of 15 in November, what? I mean, who knows? Something like that will happen, and that we'll be able to deal with it. A true mark of professional expertise on an agency level will be if the National Weather Service can keep up with the changing underlying climate upon which daily weather is superimposed. If we can keep up with those broad-scale changes and not have to learn the hard way more often than necessary, that will be a real service to the public.
Yeah, I think you're right. The other thing is communicating it too. Like in that case, was an instance where the science maybe did a good job, but it wasn't communicated in a way that the people who needed to take action took the right action. I remember learning that when I did the best forecast I ever did with a flood. Like, I nailed it. Chattanooga River, I put out, it's going to be a major flood. It's going to wash things away, do all this stuff. And we went out the next day. Sure enough, it washed things away. Water come up 6 feet. And there's these trucks out there in a gravel pit underwater. And there's a guy there. And I'm like, didn't you get the flood warning? He said, yeah, but I came out here and the rain had stopped and there was no water. I said, yeah, but we said in the warning the water would keep coming. He goes, ah, I didn't believe that. And I learned then, people really believe someone they know. Scientists and government agencies are somebody up in a box somewhere. And they're going to, I learned this from the emergency manager. He said, you know, I go out and knock on people's doors and say, there's water surrounding your house. You need to leave. And they're like, I don't know you. But if Bob from next door comes over and says, hey, the water's going to come up, then they're going to listen to him. And having that personal knowledge of someone really makes a difference. I mean, I think that's why people develop a relationship with their doctor. It's someone they trust. And it's similar like that in any type of information, I think, where you have to relay information, and weather too. And that's where going out into the community and getting to know people. I mean, I do other stuff like running or, you know, literacy council things, and people know me from that, and they always ask about the weather. But because they know me, they also trust my opinion, even though I may have no idea what's happening. but that is one part of conveying the message, is people having a personal relationship and sort of building trust. I think if you just come in and say, I'm an expert and I know everything, they're like, yeah. You know, they, because there's been expert after expert in the last 200 years of Alaska, probably all been wrong. And I mean, I'm wrong a lot of the times too. I mean, that's one thing you learn, especially as a weather forecaster, we're wrong a lot.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skonberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Mike DeLue. And our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.